evening. My name is Alan Anderson. Tonight, as we do every Thursday night, we will be talking with the emissarians through their channel, Helen Race. The public is welcome to join us at the Spectrum Center in Houston to ask questions. Helen, will you lead us in an opening meditation, please?
Let's take a big breath. Let's just set our intention to resonate with the energy of total love. And it is our intention that we would receive that which would allow us personal benefit, that we would receive divine love, wisdom, knowledge, that would support us in a better experience of ourselves, and that that would ripple out from each of us, out into our great city, into all those that we are in connection with. And taking another breath.
There's a concern that I have, and I haven't been able to figure out on my own the truth about some of the dangers. Let's see. I'm trying to think how to ask the question concisely. I don't know if vaccinations are dangerous to children. I'm very concerned about it. I work with a lot of children who have autism, and I believe that at least maybe there's too many shots that they're given, or too quickly, or whatever. And I also know that some vaccinations are important for public safety. So I guess I want to ask. I don't trust what I'm being told in the media, and I don't think that the Zika virus is going to be solved by killing the bees. I'm very frustrated about this, and I want to have some insight or guidance on how to believe, what to believe about these vaccinations and the environment, and how, whether or not to believe the media.
And as we have often said, we invite you to pay attention to the energy that you're in when you ask the question, to see what you're aligning to in the asking of this question, not to correct you, not to reprimand you, not to criticize you, but to ask you to perceive in all that we have shared through the tapping tonight. Is this focus one that is in your circle of influence? Is it one that affects you? Is it one that you can control? Is it one that you can resolve? Is it one that is your responsibility to change for others? And because your heart is so engaged with the suffering that you see and the perception of suffering and the struggle, and you have a question, and it is not about the media and it is not about vaccinations, the question is there anything that could be done to protect people from the experience on this planet? And we say, yes, and it all begins, as you have often heard, within creating peace and health and happiness within yourself. Because if enough of you, when enough of you, as enough of you, choose to know this inner peace, this feeling safe, this lack of resistance to that which exists here on your plane, when you are in that vibration, many more humans can explore evolution and growth and contrast without the perception of suffering. And so that which you are really asking is, how do you trust yourself to discern what you focus on? And there will never be a media, a perception of media, that is correct for all that will listen. And there will never be a drug or a prayer or a meditation or a religion or a physical therapy system or a vitamin that is correct for everyone. You are not here to have everything be equal. You are not here to have the same exact experience as everyone else. And so we would invite you to bring your focus and attention to that which you desire for yourself personally. And it's easier when you make a decision to be all in or all out. If you enjoy the media, then enjoy the media. If you do not feel at peace with the media, then do not listen to the media. And do not make it wrong or right for anyone else to choose their own experience with the media. And with vaccinations, if there were a time that it was in your circle of influence, if it mattered to you greatly, and you will have that opportunity, that can happen with your pets also, and with friends' children, and with people that you personally care about. When you're in the question, then it is your job to research. And more than research, it is your job. It is your opportunity. It is your privilege. It is your co-creative ability to choose what you want to believe and align so strongly, so firmly to that belief that that is what is in your experience. And you have already done this in many aspects of your life. And so if you would expand that to everything and be at peace that everyone is here to explore many different experiences, and although on your plane, in your dimension, in your form, you perceive suffering as wrong. You perceive struggle and difficulty and pain as wrong. We would like to remind you that as long as you are holding that energy, you are part of the chaos that you are resisting. And we are not saying to not care. We are not saying to ignore that which is important to you. We are saying become more fine-tuned in addressing that which is important to you.
Well, I really believe that we are being told things are more serious than they are, like with the Zika virus and things like that.
And this seems new to you?
I have a new awareness of it.
And so if you will remember in the tapping, as we were speaking, that when you remember in your own experiences, do you notice that you remember your own experiences, you tend to remember that which feels the worst, that which is the most dramatic, that which is the most painful. And this is a habitual thought form. This is a habitual experience. This is genetically coded within the human form because there was a long time on your planet that survival depended on you remembering what was not pleasant. And now it does not fit you. And so it is a struggle. And we want to acknowledge that you are doing everything right in the questioning. We just would invite you to pay attention to why you're questioning. If you know the why of the questions that you ask, the why you're struggling with something, you can very often direct yourself into what you already know. And so your awareness that you're being told untruths, we would say it is only a reflection. Your media is only a reflection of the consciousness of man because you tell yourself untruths all the time. You have criticized yourselves. You have found yourselves unworthy. You have often judged yourselves unfairly. And so you see that endlessly portrayed around you. And that is why you are advised throughout all spiritual teachings, throughout all time, to create self-love, self-respect, self-peace within, to create within before you expect to see it without. And so the question we would direct you to focus upon is how do you show up as a healing force, as a calm force, as a peaceful force, as a trustworthy force in your reality at this time with all this going on around you? Because that is the only thing that is yours to change and deal with.
Thank you.
I've worked with Helen, heard her talk about being an empath and being very sensitive to energies. And I am like that as well. I care about people, I care about the world, and there's so much going on. I deal with the public every day with struggles, big struggles in my family. And I would like some direction and guidance. There's a lot of talk tapping tonight on heart, on how to protect myself and how to shield myself and not be drained from it all.
And there are many ways that you can learn. It is about learning a skill set of knowing where your energies are and others are. knowing what is yours to struggle over, as in the earlier question, knowing what is yours to fix, what you are responsible for, and what you are not responsible for. And it is a fine definition of learning how to have compassion without pity, how to accept reality without hardening yourself so that your heart remains open. And so a heart that is truly open, and that can only happen when your mind is the one filtering, using the skill set to protect the heart. When a heart is truly open and in partnership with a mind that is aware of boundaries on earth, unconditional love on your planet does not work most of the time, and it is not supposed to. Love on your planet is with boundaries, is with an idea of separation. What is yours to experience and what is not yours to experience? What is yours to witness? And so it is as we have spoken. How can you be the force of peace amongst chaos? How can you be the example of health amongst sickness? How can you be the one in acceptance of reality without withdrawing or going unconscious? How can you be the one who cares and yet knows how to put yourself first? How can you be the one who gives but only gives that which would not be self-draining? How can you choose to be the center of your own experience in a way that blesses all those in your circle of influence? And we are suggesting to you that you are not falling short. You are not getting it wrong. You are not slow in your journey of growth. You are literally at this tipping point of evolution where the chaos is kicked up. It appears more than ever because it is a new step to actually align in partnership the heart and the mind, to allow your heart to be safe enough to care. And it is the first time that many of you, countless numbers of you, will not struggle for food and shelter, that your lives will not be threatened. And so you have the ability, you have the setup, you have the time, and you have the privilege, and you have the means to explore what it is to open the heart and still safely use the mind for the boundaries that are necessary in this dimension. And so we invite you to see that which you would give others around you, that which you desire for those, that you are perceiving and experiencing that leads you to these questions. If you could answer what it is you want to give, and the answer will come to you with each relationship and in each situation, that which you want to give, be that. That is the way to come from the heart. Because you will always want to give that which is true, that which is good, that which is eternal, that which is love.
Thank you.
Let me see if I can put this question together. I have been for a few months waking up in the morning waking up several times during the night with a feeling of panic. It's probably too strong a word, but a feeling of fear. And I've always, my whole life, described myself as an Olympic level sleeper. Put my head on the pillow, I'm out. And I can wake up when I need to wake up, even without an alarm clock. That's suddenly not so. And I don't know if there is something that wants to come through, some message or something, or whether this is something I'm picking up in some other way.
No, it is yours, and there are two things going on. One, you're clearing the grief. You can feel the tightness around the whole heart, the whole chest area, and you can feel it even as a circle. And this that you are clearing is emotion that you could not clear previously because you had to function at a high level even when you have experienced tremendous agony and grief, not only your own, but others too. And the second part that is going on is that you had an agreement before you came here. And this is about judgment. This is about judging things as right or wrong, good or bad. Many of you perceive that if you have physical pain, it is a sickness to be healed, and it is not. It is often an agreement that you would use the pain, whether it be emotional, whether it be mental. You have many people who struggle with mental issues, mental suffering, mental disorders, or it would be emotional. There are your addicts. They suffer horrendously emotionally, and they keep checking out, which draws the process out even longer, and then they do it again. And yet, we would remind you that your consciousness in this one aspect of form is such a small part of who you really are and what you're really contributing. And so if you could allow that it is your body, it is your energy field, your emotional body, your physical body, the sensation, the lack of human sleep, that is working on something that you have agreed to. And we would like to point out to you that you are using your physical expression of yourself to complete many contracts of grief and loss without doing it in real time with more human beings. And so you might find a different appreciation for that level of work. And does this resonate to me?
Yes, it does.
And so when you have agreements to come here and no great loss, no great betrayal, no great struggle in any arena that you experience, to no crisis of one type or another, you have made an agreement. Your point of power is in the present moment. And so when you come in and you have chosen to awaken and give what you have given and chosen so often to be proactive, to choose the best way, even when you're in conflict with how your emotions would like to respond, how your body would like to react, when you choose to still be kind, when it would be easier to leave, to shut down completely, to withdraw, all those choices are your point of power in the present moment. And they change and they ripple out throughout time to change all the other things that were set up in advance to allow you to have these emotions or these mental struggles or these physical struggles. And so you are doing work that you have been doing, and yet this time you're doing it internally. And we would imagine that you would say that would be worth some sleep. You're very welcome. And we want to honor all of you. The work that you do is profound. The choices that you have made to be conscious in all the earth experiences, you will find that on your planet, more than anything else, what you witness, even through the media, what you witness are people distracting from feeling what they feel. They would rather argue with the media. They would rather fight about things that are not within their control. And we are not saying that those who will change your vaccinations, who will change your medical protocols, who will allow great things to happen, we are not referring to those. We're referring to those that will use anything as a distraction to not feel and not take responsibility in their own reality for what they agreed to come here and explore. And so that is what you most often witness. And yet you have chosen very powerfully, you who that would listen, would watch this video and would be in this room and ask these questions, that would be in co-creation with us. You have chosen to be awake, literally, and do the work.
Emissarians, thank you so much. It's been very interesting tonight.
And we thank you. And we would like to just ask you to take a breath. And it is our intention to integrate all that we can comfortably, permanently integrate for our own benefit, that we would receive all that was intended through this co-creation, that we would remember, that we would utilize, that we would personally benefit. And tonight, that when we are sleeping deeply, that we would do great, great healing, restoration, evolution, so that we might know ourselves in the very best experience of us. And taking one more breath.